We now have our third of the five papers, and I'm pleased to introduce Jane Huang from New York City Orthopedic Hospital. I had it before, I really did, and I apologize. And she will present her paper on the impact of the HSS Asian Community Bone Health Initiative, a community-based program in New York City, sponsored by the New York City Orthopedic Hospital.
Thank you.
Water is clean if you want it.
Okay, thank you. Hi, good morning. Thank you for coming. My name is Hui Jen from Hospital for Special Surgery in New York City. And today I'm going to talk about the impact of the hospital's Asian Bone Health Initiative. I will start with my presentation outlines. I will talk about the background, the community needs, and talk about the program and results and the future directions. Jump into the background. Hospital for Special Surgery is a specialty hospital specialized in orthopedic, pneumatologic, and musculoskeletal conditions. And it's actually America's oldest orthopedic hospital. And we just have the birthday of the 150 years. I'm very proud. Public patient education is where I come from. Our department offers a variety of educational programs and exercise programs to the general public and the patient. And programs are held in the hospital or in the community. In 2011, the department launched the Asian Community Bone Health Initiative in response to the health needs of the Asian seniors living in New York City's Chinatown community. And in 2013, early this year, we received a two-year grant from the Sam Fox and the Nathaniel R. Samuels Foundation. Here, I want to take the opportunity to thank Samuels Foundation for their support. Okay, community needs. Asian seniors age 65 and over increased by 64% in New York City, and 25% of them live in poverty, and they are more than twice as likely to have no health insurance coverage compared with other ethnic groups. And cultural and linguistic barriers limited their access to care. In terms of musculoskeletal conditions, osteoarthritis affects 70% of adults between 55 and 70 years of age and is number one cause of disability. And osteoporosis is the leading cause of fracture in aging population. And Asian women are at increased risk because they tend to be slender and avoid consuming diarrhea because of lactose intolerance. To address to the community needs, we designed our program. The initiative has two parts, educational program and the exercise program. The education program is designed to improve the chronic disease self-management knowledge and the techniques. And also, another part of the educational program is educational lectures. The goal is to increase the awareness and the knowledge of musculoskeletal conditions such as osteoporosis and osteoarthritis.
You might want to be 1 inch further away from the microphone.
Okay, thank you. Is better? Okay, thank you. And the exercise program was designed to increase the participation in the physical activity, improve balance and health status, reduce fall and health limitation, decrease the musculoskeletal pain, stiffness, and fatigue, and increase level of exercise confidence. Okay, talk more about the program description. Here, our participants are largely targeted to the Chinese speaking population who speak Mandarin, Cantonese, and other dialects. And they don't need to be a hospital patient in order to participate. And our instructor are certified yoga instructor and certified arthritis foundation exercise program instructor. And the speakers are orthopedic surgeon from China training at our hospital. So this is very unique or special of our program because all our speakers and instructors are bilingual. And we go to the community to offer the program and free of charge. And the program offer in the community, and we work very closely with our partners, New York City Department of Aging, Senior Centers, Adult Day Centers, New York Public Libraries, Arthritis Foundation, and HSS China Orthopedic Education Exchange Program. Program description, educational program. We offer two kinds of educational program. First is the chronic disease self-management. It's an evidence-based program developed by Stanford University. We meet once a week for 2.5 hours for 6 weeks. The program, we co-facilitate the program with the New York City Department for Aging, and the program covers the subjects, like for instance, techniques for difficult problems, communication, nutrition, medication, exercise, decision-making, and how to evaluate a treatment. The bone health lectures are many musculoskeletal conditions. We offer the program about joint pain and osteoarthritis. And the exercise program have two parts. First is Arthritis Foundation exercise program. It's also evidence-based exercise program and proven to decrease pain and stiffness. We meet once a week for 8 weeks, and each week is for an hour. And the program is composed with low-impact exercise physical activities. Yoga exercise once a week for 8 weeks. Yoga is relatively new to the Asian seniors compared with Tai Chi and Qigong, but we introduced this program to help the seniors to breathe better and increase their joint flexibility. Program evaluations. Educational program for the CDSMP, we have pre-survey at the first class and the post-survey at the end class. And survey are translated in Chinese. We designed a survey to capture their chronic disease self-management, their intent to change behavior and satisfaction. The bone health lectures, we gave out a post-survey only, and the survey is also translated. We asked the knowledge questions such as, is osteoarthritis is normal part of aging, true or false? And by asking those questions at the end of the lectures, we are able to get their knowledge attainment, their intent. We also try to get their intent to change behavior and satisfaction. For the exercise program, we give out pre-survey and post-survey. Survey are translated in Chinese, and we do a different measure to try to measure the impact on their health outcomes, such as fatigue, stiffness, pain, and also about their physical activity and exercise confidence. We try to include the validated study measure in our surveys, and here's a measure validated and listed here. Okay. Here comes the most exciting part of my presentation, the impact. The program reach. From November 2011 to August 2013, we had conducted 49 exercise classes and 4 educational lectures. We reached 373 participants, and 243 participants complete the survey. We call the respondents. Exercise program. We have a sample size of 88 matched pairs who did both pre and post. And for the question about health status, those participants who report their health status, excellent, very good, and good, at the post, look at the blue chart. Oh, looks purple over there. So it's 74% at the post, compared with the pre, it was 26%. And health limitations. Look at the first one. We have the category about lifting or carrying groceries. The pre, we have 50% of participants had health limitations, but in the post, only 32%. And in other categories, such as climbing the stairs and bending and kneeling, and overall the impact is positive. And the first four categories, we found the data statistically significant. Next slide show the results of the stiffness and the fatigue. The stiffness, the percentage for both stiffness and fatigue decreased after the progress, and both of them are statistically significant. As the slide show here, it's about the balance and the force. The balance loss was reported decreased, and the balance rating for the excellent, very good, and good improved after progress, and the force decreased after the progress. Okay. I have 5 more minutes. Exercise program results. Here comes the results about pain. 29% fewer respondents had pain, and the p-value is 0.001. 71% fewer respondents had the daily pain, and the mean pain intensity was reduced from 6.2 to 4.7, and the p-value is 0.001. And the pain relief reported by 75% of respondents. As the public health professionals and the program coordinator, we are very happy and glad to see the program help the seniors to decrease pain, which motivates us to keep up with good work. Exercise program results, physical activity pre and post, we find out after the program, more participants are doing the stretching exercise and the relaxation exercise. And 85% of reported that they felt more confident to exercise without making their musculoskeletal conditions getting worse. Educational program results, the sample size of 145 unique users. 88% felt the information learned was relevant to their health, and 89% would like to use the information they learned, and 81% felt confident they could manage their symptoms after the lecture, and 81% understood the educational program material. For the chronic disease self-management, CDSMP, the sample size is 10, relatively small because we offer the class only once so far and it's a small workshop. But we did find something very exciting about their confidence level. For instance, the first one, symptom control. The question is how confident you can make your symptoms under control. The confidence level, the mean level about their confidence was 80.3, but after the progress is 9.3. And we found the positive impact for all those self-efficacy questions. Overall, the educational results, we received the positive satisfaction rate, and most of them think the program excellent, very good, and good. And nobody thinks the program is poor. As I mentioned, we have positive impact on our community members' fatigue, stiffness, and pain, and we did have some barriers. For instance, participants with no literacy level, which means our participants are not able to read or write Chinese, which gave the challenge for our survey administration. And then the second one is cultural barriers. Asian seniors tend to be more conservative and quiet. So by the end of the educational program, we have to encourage them to ask the questions, to speak out. For the exercise program, we also have to encourage them to let us know if the exercise caused any pain or is the exercise at the right level. And also, as many community programs, the funding and the staffing is a challenge. which limit our reach to our community. Here comes the lesson we learned to address the barriers. For the low literacy level, we revise the survey a couple of times to make sure the survey is easy to understand. And when we conduct survey, we break the participants in a small group to read the question loudly, to help them to fill out the survey, and we lengthen the time for survey administration. For the another part of lesson, for the exercise class specific, we try to reach more programs to the community, but at a certain point, we have to stop taking more participants because we want to make sure the quality is consistent and the safety is always the priority of our exercise program. Here comes my last slide of my presentation. The program is ongoing, and in the future, we try to reach a large population, not only Chinese-speaking. There are Japanese-speaking, Korean-speaking population in our community, and we will build up more new partnership and hopefully to expand the program to a different part of New York City, for instance, Brooklyn. Here's my presentation. Thank you all very much. And I also want to acknowledge my co-author, Sandy Goldsmith. She's here with me. Thank you for coming. Any questions?
We have a question in the back.
Mm-hmm. We don't have weight bearing exercise, so right now we do have strengthening and flexibility. The yoga exercise, we don't use any weight or something.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Now we've had presentations from Seattle, Washington, Miami, Florida, New York City. Now we're going to the state of Mississippi.
That's right, Oxford, Mississippi.
All right, and we have Cheryl Chatfield going to present her paper on a qualitative exploration of characteristics of lifelong physically active older adults.